Tara Lynn.
And this is Emilia. Welcome to Bedsnacks and Bullshit, our intersection of real-life anecdotes with gallows and self-deprecating humor, trauma bonding, the journey to surviving and thriving, and all the bullshit in between.
Buckle the fuck up, because it's a wild ride. We will discuss explicit content, so listener discretion is advised.
Highly advised.
Enjoy! I did.
Oh, okay.
But I can cut stuff out. So.
Welcome to Bedsnacks and Bullshit.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We've got a special guest today, and it's not Xena or Boomer.
No, but they are also here, very confused about the $100 bed that I 100% got for $14.99. And thank you, capitalism. You're such an asshole. As this is your host,
Tara Lynn
and Emilia, we have a special guest, a.k.a. my BFF Zach, not to be confused with Missouri Zach.
Correct. Mr. PR.
Hi.
Mr. HR.
Whatever. PR, HR, fucking same difference at this point.
I decided I think it's funnier to call him my super best friend.
Super best friend, yes.
Because he hates that term, but I don't want our listeners to get confused with from super best friend to best friend. So, how are you this evening, Zach?
I've been treated to wine and mac and cheese, so I'm doing pretty good.
That's right.
And this was even after he spilled hot tea on my sister and brother-in-law's fucking dog.
I'm leaving.
It was an accident.
And this is why I left you in the car.
Yes, please tell the listeners about that.
Okay, so I told him to come at 6:30, even though you told me to tell him to come at 6.
Yeah.
Because even in my own house, I'm late.
Correct.
So he, and I even talked to him, and he's like, well, that says I'm going to be there in 40 minutes. I was like, I need you to come after. I was like, first of all, you can't come before 6, and you should come at 6:30, as close to 6:30 as possible. Mm-hmm. And he shoots me a message at 6:04, and he's like, I have arrived. And I am currently sweating, half undressed, because I'm trying to, like, get dressed and look like, you know, a human being and not a fucking feral swamp witch.
Right.
So he's like, that's okay, I'll hang out. And I was okay with that. And then your husband.
Yeah, but hang out was what? In his car in my driveway.
He said he was fine with it. It was only going to be for 26 more minutes. He's the fucking asshole that showed up early.
26 more minutes.
It's not my fault he has an AC.
Per your text message, be here 4:06 to 6:30.
Yes, but then we had a Then we had a conversation on the phone, sir. Jesus Christ! And then why don't we also tell our listeners how I gave you a specific list of things not to bring up during dinner? And what does he do? Brings up every single one of them.
Worth it.
Now, to be fair, Emilia inadvertently opened multiple doors for Zach to just
I told him not to bring up politics, and I was just reporting the news.
Which was, please tell.
Trump got a free ear piercing, and I had to pay $100 for mine, so I was a little salty about it. But also, Richard Simmons died today. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. The fitness guru.
I remember sweating to the oldies.
I need you to never say that sentence out loud. So today we're just doing a kind of a winging it.
Very impromptu. So, do you guys want to talk about, like, how you met and that sort of shit?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So, that. They met on a dating website.
It was social media.
Yeah. Social meds. And,
These listeners already think I'm a raging alcoholic because of the ones we've released. And now they're going to be confused with, like,
listen, BFF. They all know that you have a dating history. Like, let's be real.
That's the nicest way to put it. Thank you
so
much.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. They know who you are as a person.
Okay, yes. We met on a social media site on the dating portion of it. Ironically, we bonded over religious trauma.
And poetry.
And God, that's so much worse.
You can cut that out.
That's so much fucking worse.
Listen, there's no editing in podcasting. Thank you.
I have a street cred, and you're ruining that. Thank you. We kind of just helped each other through a pretty dark time.
Mm-hmm.
And
which was divorce.
Yes.
Yeah. For both parties.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just a constant bad time. So, like, I'm constantly in a state of depression.
Or chaos.
Even last night. Oh, you have to say that to the pod. Remember how last night you were like, yeah, in the beginning, when I was like, no, you need to understand my life is always dramatic and chaos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what did you say?
I said that I didn't believe you at first.
You were just like, oh, it has to be some of the stuff that she's caused.
Yeah, this has to be chaos that you are generating.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it follows you.
Yeah, yeah, no. My life is a fucking, it's a shitstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Sandstorm by Darude.
Correct.
Let's see. Now that your husband is upstairs and without earshot, we can talk about the random funny things that have happened this week. How I sent the wrong text message in a group text for the first time in 15 years. I've owned a fucking cell phone.
Only for 15 years?
Oh, yeah. My first adoptive family ran that shit like Nazis. So accidentally called out a coworker in the group chat, but I thought I was talking to my work wife because I was having conversations at the same time.
Yeah.
Also dropped the F word, in my group chat that the owner of my store also owns. Cause I fucking hate birds, which I'm not taking back because fuck birds, okay?
Besides soup. R.I.P.
Yes. Unfortunately, this week has been a combination of really, really shit anniversaries and really, really just bad shit.
Yep.
And yes, unfortunately, soup tried to fly.
Got out of the gazebo.
And
think something got her.
So in this term, nature is not neat.
No.
But we're happy she's with her mom.
She is.
And we gave her the best life. And by we, I mean you, because that bitch hated me. Hated me.
And then we did plant our blue spruce.
The soup tree.
Over her. So it's soup tree.
Which I will then be convincing your children that is how soup is made. For the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Until some embarrassingly old age.
What, that soup is made out of trees?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Correct. And if you're not specific, I'm going to find an exception. May God have mercy on that child's soul and their teachers. Because, man, between you, Alex, and me, that child is gonna be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Man, and talking about kids, Zach, how many kids do you have?
5.
Because he hates himself.
I love babies.
I was going to say it's because he didn't know how to pull out, but...
his kind didn't believe in that.
Correct. Yes, so everyone, the term cult escapee is actually after our dear friend Zach here. So, Zach, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about the cult you escaped from?
Yeah. I guess we're using cult very broadly.
By cult, we mean Christianity.
Yes. a certain fundamentalist branch of Christianity that really enjoyed rule following and putting you on guilt trips for having different opinions.
Oh my God! So you belong to the same cult as my ex?
Yeah.
I feel like that's all religions, though,
probably.
Right?
And well, I mean, every like, relationship I've ever had.
Except for maybe, like, Satanism.
There's more liberal branches of Christianity that are a little bit more open to stuff. And,
okay.
You know, like scholarship. And
is that a... Wait, whoa. Scholarship? Is that a legit religion?
No, they're more open to scholarship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to say, where the fuck has that been?
I just thought he said Scholastic, and I was like, man, I love the book fair.
Animorphs. I found audiobooks of Animorphs, and I made my kids listen to them.
Stop. That's fantastic. Okay, sorry. We digress. Continue, please.
No. Can you send me the link to the audiobook for Animorphs?
I absolutely can.
Like, if I can increase the amount of books I have obtained this year, I'm already at 35. I'm on number 36.
All right.
BFF Zach is my only friend. And he lives an hour and a half away.
Gee, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
You're my sister.
Oh, okay. I guess that checks.
Yeah, relations don't count.
Yeah. All right, fine. Okay, so when did you decide to kind of leave the church and
sorry, I know this story, so.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
It was kind of a process for me.
No, that's not a beer. It's very much a Canada Dry ginger ale.
Because she's old.
It's beer.
It's because I have really bad acid reflux.
Yeah, housing those banana peppers and fucking pickles really helps.
Okay, it's better than stuffing my face with diabetes. Shit.
Diabetes might taste better.
It definitely does.
Don't tell me how to live my life. You're not my real dad.
Good, I would have disowned you.
Oh my God! Maybe he is my real dad.
It's because you're brown.
Yep, it's 100%. It is because I am
the
brown.
The tattoos and piercings don't help.
Oh my God, damn. Thank you for reminding me. If we can just keep doing this practice. I know I keep interrupting you, but
oh,
this
you're fine.
Is the whole podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That just reminds me of the wedding I'm going to. In October. God. We have a lot to catch up on, so I'm going to need you to speed this story up.
Ooh, okay.
Oh my God, don't be rude to our guest.
He's your guest. He's my best friend, and this is our power exchange. It's fine.
Okay, here's the speedy version for Amelia.
Jesus.
I was...
Literally.
Shit. I was super religious, and then I taught at a Catholic school, and then I became an atheist.
Because he started to read books that were not written by the Lord.
Something
the
like that.
The books aren't written by the Lord, though.
I was being facetious.
Okay. I was going to be like, no, I don't think that's how any of those books were written.
No, but man, I would have punched you so fucking hard in the fucking throat. Like, if you were still religious when we had met, I'd have been like, my dude.
I would have skipped you.
Oh, God. You know what? I would have skipped me too. So, like, that's fine. Like, I'm not even my own type. It's fine. Like, I ain't even mad. That was like today with your husband when he was talking to me about things. He's like, I'm not trying to be offensive or like hurt your feelings. And I'm like, no, you're 100% right. My taste in people is terrible.
Except Zach, he's pretty cool.
Right. So that's how the whole thing started with your husband.
Good save.
Yeah.
No, it was literally, it was like, I was barely awake. My meds had not kicked in yet. And he was like, so I have a question. Why are you still entertaining Mr. HR? And I was like, I don't know where this conversation is going.
And Amelia was like, oh no, danger, Will Robinson, danger.
And I was like, is this the family meeting? I was just kidding. If you want to talk more about it, you can.
The moment's passed.
Wow. What a bitch.
Your husband said the same thing today, so I mean, all right, at least I'm consistent.
It's true.
Yes, and you have a crazy ex-wife?
I don't think it's crazy.
No.
It's devoted to an imaginary friend.
No, so we call that crazy at the hospital.
I would want to be careful what I say publicly about that.
Okay, well, Tomato, tomato.
Because I love my babies, and I don't want to complicate that.
I will, though. I dislike her very much. And that's okay, because she dislikes me. And it doesn't, I know, you're about to be like, she doesn't know you
exist?
No, but she doesn't, but I can tell you right now, already does not like me.
100% will never listen to this podcast because we have a swear word in our title.
And we don't believe in creationism.
Correct.
Dinosaurs are real.
They are.
Or were.
And, little known fact, actually coexisted with Adam and Eve in the garden.
Oh God, I forgot about that.
And the earth is round.
Oh, God. The plague should have done better.
Well, it's a little late now.
Fuck. On to more topics.
Yes.
We found out that there is actually a limited amount of tabs.
Oh, yes.
You can have open on your cell phone. Evidently, that limit is 500.
Yeah. 500. She did not stutter. We will say it louder for the people in the back. 500 on an iPhone. What? 15?
And also, that was only my regular history. That didn't include my private browser.
Yeah. Why? Why, Amelia? Well, Were there really 500 subjects that you needed to look back at to be like, oh, I wonder about this stegosaurus or fucking bullshit?
It was a lot of words I needed to Google and synonyms. Like, I should probably just download a thesaurus app, but...
Yeah, thesaurus.com.
I also do a lot of Google Translate, which is also evidently an app.
It is,
and it's too much work.
Yes. And you can also bookmark those pages like Alex suggested.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't want to go back to what I've Googled because a lot of those were when I was not sober and I don't need to know. Yeah,
you don't need, right, exactly. So you just exit out of it.
Yeah, but how else would I know, remember sober, that tarantulas purr when they are cornered?
She's got you there.
I feel like that was a rhetorical question.
Tarantulas do purr.
I heard you, and I know this.
Right, but now that I work with tarantulas, it's an important fact that I needed to know.
Right, which I figured you would have looked up while you were working with the tarantulas.
No, I actually looked that up when I was 23, but it was one of the random facts I remembered.
So.
Moral of the story, she started opening up these 500 tabs. When she was 23. Right. That's what I just got from that.
That's what I was thinking, but she only has had this phone recently. So did you, like, re-look it up?
No, I didn't want to admit that, like, one of the things that I was, like, that one of my, like, tabs that were open was, like, those shitty ass, like, Dropbox and Realbox, like, ads you see with that terrible acting. Like, it's, like, a American version of a telenovela.
Okay.
And you have to download an app, and you have to, like, you can earn 23 coins today, but you can only watch the next two chapters. So I may or may not have found a pirating site so I could watch the entire movie.
Oh my God.
Hi.
And this is why Alex gets cyber alerts coming from your phone.
why didn't you just use LimeWire?
BearShare? Anyone?
I always use Pirate Bay. Thank you.
Okay.
No, and on my private browser, I had a lot more too until Kansas changed their laws about, and then all of a sudden, my favorite extracurricular NSFW like video pornography websites.
Oh, you were going to just say 4chan? It. Okay.
What?
Said 4chan?
Isn't that QAnon's thing?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch!
Hey, you did do your research. Good job.
I did. And then I called BFF Zach, and I was like, I can't go to this wedding. I was like, I need to buy Ipecac syrup. Put that shit in my clutch.
Yeah. So Amelia may have to endure going to a wedding with a QAnon mom.
Of the groom.
A racist husband,
who's been
a gay black friend, and his husband.
And
another
me.
Couple, her and Mr. HR. Right. All at the same table.
Who's a cis white man in the military. Mm-hmm. Raised by boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And me, who is literally a walking midlife crisis. Like, when you can't afford...
The Antichrist.
When you can't afford the Ferrari, you just bring me home instead. Isn't that right, Zach?
I was about to say that. Lines up.
So, I gotta teach my facial expressions how to use their indoor voice.
Mm-hmm.
I did think you were gonna support me last night, and...
No, this is gonna be great material for the pod.
I got it. Wear a hijab.
Absolutely not! I'm gonna be in Arkansas. I can't do that there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you can.
Back to the drawing board then. You can wear a mask. COVID's still a thing, right?
Yeah, most of, like, my eyes are what's gonna give me away, though.
And the eyebrows.
Alright, I'm done with suggestions.
I don't know if I should, like, politely, you know, just be like, wow, what a weird thing to say. Or just feed into it.
Tell me more about that.
This is what I'm saying.
Tell me more about these lizard people.
Right?
And their rituals.
Did you hear that D.B. Cooper was actually a woman? Oh, and then the personal favorite would be the electric grid that, and how we found out why the electricity randomly spikes.
Yes.
On weeknights.
Yes.
Between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. Mm, So, fun fact, where...
Plug it in, plug it in.
Okay, so...
That's so fitting.
Let me just put a trigger warning. And by trigger warning, I mean, if you are related to me, I'm going to need you to turn this off right about meow. Again, I'll wait. Okay, we're back.
Go.
So, where we live, our electric company bases the cost for the year based on how much power we use between July and August, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. till 6 p.m., mm-hmm. aka the hottest part of the day, the hottest part of the summer.
Well, and busiest time of the day, too.
Correct. Yeah. So, we've been very mindful about making sure that essentially nothing is working.
Yeah.
Except
we don't
like,
do shit.
Like, we're not turning on the washer, the dryer, the dishwasher, ACs, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing good.
Alex told me he doesn't even use the microwave during that time.
Yeah, which I think is very shocking. I'm like, how are you eating? But I was like, oh, that's why there's pans on the stove every fucking day.
Yeah, because he's just been eating fucking bagels when he comes home. Buttered onion bagels.
Hey, you know, when pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
You know, he did have some of those today, too.
They were mine. I gave them to him because when he was like, what is there to eat? I'm like, she's going to stab you. You can just eat what's on my side of the freezer.
Like, plenty of stuff, but you have to cook it.
He's like, ooh, no. So immediately he was like, so do I have SpaghettiOs?
Literally.
I
was like, no.
So he has the app and he's able to like look up and he was showing me because I need visuals. And then he's like, but I don't understand like why overnight there's these spikes. And I'm like, well, like I have my own AC because you and your husband enjoy the house to be at a terrarium temperature.
No. Between 72 and 74, which is fucking reasonable.
That's a
for
fucking...
For 100 degree weather.
That's a fucking terrarium.
No, you could live in fucking Arctic,
this
okay?
This is what lizard people are.
How dare you? No, Amelia is like, ooh, 52? This is perfect.
52?
No, she's fucking lying. It's at 60.
Okay, that's still really
but
low.
What was the house when you and fuckface used to live together? What would you turn that fucking AC down to?
We made your base We went as low as base would go, and it was 52.
Thank you. I rest my case.
Colder than the morgue. Anyways.
Correct. Literally.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Well, you need to use the right facts, ma'am.
I do. They just don't remember them in the correct order.
Or at all.
You know what? You're not wrong. So, I was like, but I always put a timer on. So anyways, you guys, your husband got me a portable AC because yes. I was dying.
Yes. To be fair, her room is really hot.
My God, thank you so much. This is after him and I going back and forth for weeks that it was my fish tanks that were clearly causing the electrical surge. But he's like, no, because it's not every night. He's like, and I put the meter in to read that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh, weird. So he pulls up this diagram.
This little bar graph.
That shows the times and, like, how much it goes above our normal. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, and he's showing them to me. And I was like, weird. I mean, have you checked the meter, XYZ? He's like, no, I got to do that. I'm like, okay. And then you came home. And then you took a nap. In the bedroom, and he passed out while watching League of Legends.
Oh, no, you texted me at work about this.
No, I didn't. Oh, you were on your way. No, I didn't. You were already home.
I thought you had texted me while I was at work.
No, because I texted you the question when you were on your way to the engagement party / wedding. No, I said, because you were walking out, I was like, 7:22 p.m., I have to ask a personal question.
Yes.
Because, so you were napping, he was napping, and all of a sudden, I linked things in my head, and I was like, oh my fucking God. So, I had to ask you a personal question. Long story short, the times it was spiking happened to coalesce with nights I was using my vibrator. And before, in case any of you were wondering, why don't you have a wireless one? I did.
Battery one.
Well, like a rechargeable one, because there's some that have batteries and some that are just rechargeable, like with an ion battery.
Oh, okay.
So I blew the motor in two of the ion battery magic, like Hitachi ones. So
men be warned.
So I got a plug-in one because I was like, well, this was a better thing of money. So I asked you and you were like, well, it depends on the voltage. And again, I don't understand kilowatts, voltage, whatever, like in one ear, not the other. So I was like, oh, it's 120 volts. Like, so is it okay if I use it as long as it's not between the hours of 3 and 6, Monday through Friday? And what did you say?
Right. And I literally had to look up 120 volts and I was like, oh, that's like our washing machine.
You said dryer, yeah.
My dryer, yeah. Because that was like the first thing, appliance that came up. And I was like, well, yeah, as long as it's outside of those time frames, I guess. But there's going to be spikes and Alex will know.
So now there is a written paper trail of when I'm lonely.
Of your masturbation.
Well, I was telling you, you could find some other things that I also use 120 volts and just say it was that.
Yes. And then what did he send me? He was like, here's a dirt bike and a fucking like Lego Technic set. And I'm like, except I own none of these.
That's fucking fantastic.
So,
I knew you'd appreciate that.
So BFF Zach came in clutch with all of those, wonderful suggestions.
Yeah.
And then when I called Mr. HR to tell him the same story, he was like, for 3 hours? And I'm like,
don't kink shame me.
Right. Thank you. But also I'm like, yeah, it takes a while. And he's like, my Lord. And then he asked me something about orgasms and faking orgasms. Like, oh, I've never faked one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, I am going to, by the end of the summer, be quitting smoking and never masturbating again. So, you know what? Fuck me. That's why.
Wow. She really is going to go lie across the train tracks.
Oh, God. Just anything for physical affection.
Amelia gets a hotel room once a month.
Yeah, right.
I already do that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, now I just have to save up for a fucking, like, ion battery one and just have self-control, I guess.
Be self-controlled.
Oh, I knew you were going to start with that, but why don't we talk about your self-control? What happened to you yesterday, Zach?
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, the speeding ticket?
Because he was...
Oh, texting?
Yeah. And driving.
Don't text and drive.
No, 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 no.
No.
Bad juju.
He's going to be 36, a.k.a. almost 40, and has no self-control over texting while driving. But you want to make fun of me and my self-control? Like, it's not my fault. My hand is not helpful. I have a bad wrist.
My God. In all fairness, your story is funnier.
It is.
I think yours is funnier because this is the second speeding ticket he's gotten this year for the same exact reason.
Yeah, whoops. Thanks for that.
Whoopsies.
You're welcome.
Are you blaming her because you were texting her?
Wow, you see what I have to put up with? Wow. Man, gaslight much?
Whoa. So we should rethink that BFF status.
Now he's just going to be best friend. He can't be best friends forever.
Oh, drop one the
F. Yeah, but now I'm returning my friendship bracelet. People are going to think like...
boyfriend.
Yeah. I never made you a friendship bracelet, but I want you to know that I almost did.
Did you really?
Specifically for your birthday just to be a fucking asshole.
That would be great.
Because I know you would have fucking worn it, and oh, that's yeah. my favorite yeah. thing. What else did we talk about this week? I'm still really fucking mad about...
Soup? Okay.
Yes. Now I don't want to say what I was going to say because it was significantly
What are
less.
You mad about?
About them fucking up with my porn site. Like, I'm not going to sign into G. Who signs in yes. when they're looking at
well,
their porn?
Well, tell the listeners what happened.
So, like, everyone has their favorite porn site. And, you know, the suggestion, the movie video suggestions are one thing. Like, the topics, the categories, like, the ads, all of these things. And the one I was using, which I will not announce, was...
Safe to say it was not Pornhub.
No. All of a sudden it was like, and it used to be like, hey, I'm 18 or older, I can enter, cool, I just hit a button, move on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they're like, you need to sign into your Gmail account, or you need to upload, like, per, like,
a copy of your fucking driver's license?
And I was like,
get the fuck out of here.
First of all, I might as well just answer that email from that fucking, Saudi prince that, like, needs fucking money.
Right.
Because.
He has $100 million for you.
Like. Or the fucking guy from Nigeria who wants to make me his princess. Like, get the fuck out of here. But, like, now I had to find a new site, and I'm mad about it. I don't like change. I don't like change at all. And they don't have the same categories, and it's very stressful, and I'm upset about it. And it just also, but, like, I guess it's a good thing because I can't, it's not like I can use my fucking vibrator. So I started reading Dark Romance.
Yeah. Which she was calling smut. It's Which, not fucking smut.
But Dark Romance has smut. That's what I was reading.
It has smut in it.
Smut sounds too much like scat, and I get real upset about it.
But, I don't even know how to fucking respond to that.
Wait a second, is that the porn site?
Scat.
No, but there, is it, but there is a video, Two Girls, One Cup. You should check it out.
Yeah, nope, won't be doing that.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
No one listens to us. So, yeah. Can you, sir, oh, you're getting love. Cool.
I'm sorry.
It was not Zach getting love, it was Boomer. Let's just be fucking clear.
His parents are still married. He gets enough love, thank you.
Would have been better just to leave it ambiguous, because that would have been...
Yeah, that was too uncomfortable.
No, and I'm sure it would have pissed somebody off, and then my life would have become more chaos, and then I would have gaslit you, see?
Oh, sure. Fair.
We're sure. All in this together.
Copyright infringement.
Get the fuck out of here. God damn. You're the reason we don't have nice things.
Is he? I thought it was Chance.
I mean, when was the last time Chance poured an entire mug of hot tea on GG?
Oh, bam, way to bring it around.
Yeah, I'm never going to live that one down.
No, but it did make me forget about the time you mansplained Titanic to me.
Oh, shit.
You know, the one with Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio? Jesus fucking Christ. You know that one? You mean the James Cameron movie that stayed at the number one in the box office until it was beat out by Avatar, which is also another James Cameron movie? Get the fuck out of here.
Leaving.
No, you're not. You have a dog on your lap, bro.
Every millennial girl knows about Titanic.
That dog perfect. Almost put his tongue in my mouth.
You presented.
Well,
it was the great opportunity.
Welcome to our lives.
You presented. At least you didn't give a blowy. Please explain that.
Oh, yes. Blowy's in the house. So, a fucking boomer is penis level to my dog Chance. And he proceeds to sniff his genitals every time he comes in the house and occasionally gives a little lick. And we say, no blowies in this fucking house. And Boomer is also fucking face level to my dog Gianna's vagina. And I say, no cunnilingus in this fucking house. Boomer is a fucking whore.
Wait a second. I'm unfamiliar with the term vagina. Is that the same thing as girl parts?
Shut yes. the fuck up. I hate your ex-wife so much. My fucking God. Jesus. I'd rather live through my childhood again than fucking have to hear any more of her teaching.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I do.
You had a really bad fucking childhood.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, but his ex-wife, like, I'm just like, there's...
I know, she's a lot.
No, that's an understatement.
Oh, I know.
Like...
I was trying to be respectful of Zach's...
again, that's because he's your guest and my best friend, so I don't give a shit. Sometimes I'll call him when he'll message me about something about her, and I call him and just yell. Because he's like, he doesn't have a backbone and he can't. So he literally is like, that made me feel better, thank you. And I just screech the entire fucking time.
I do believe that.
Yes.
Let's just say for my medical friends out there, she is anti-vax.
I don't even think you need to be in the medical field to understand what the term anti-vax is.
I'm just saying that to like my medical friends because they fucking, you know.
Oh, do they actually listen?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have friends.
I know you have friends, but, like, you're, like, I don't know. I figure people just put this on, and they're just like, man, I feel so bad for her that she has to live with Emilia. They're like, listen, I do, too. So, like, I'm here for it.
That's true. At least I get to go home.
Get fucked, Zach. Alone.
Oh,
burn.
You don't have any feelings. Get the fuck out of here.
I was really good at faking it for a second there.
That was good.
And yeah, I mean, you did that for how many years of your marriage? Hey!
I am an actor.
Man.
For fuck's sake. So, what else do we got?
I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
The person I accidentally called out in my group chat is, I'm working the entire day with her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So your car, Stan, the man.
Did, yet again, he like is a reliable.
He comes in clutch every time.
Every fucking time. And I'm like, not this time, Stan. Not this time.
So you've been taking your key out of the ignition and it has been like scalding hot.
Right, like the tea you spilled on the top. I'm so sorry.
Poor puppy.
No, seriously, though.
She's
just,
all right.
Just, yeah, like, I'm giving him a hard time. It was not scalding hot. It had...
I mean, it was fucking steaming, though, still.
Oh, dude, it was hot.
Okay, I'm trying...
It was fucking hot.
Like, it was hot, but what I'm getting at is, like, we didn't have to take her to the vet. She has no burns.
Yeah.
We immediately got
her... At the moment.
I'm trying. Now I'm the one trying to defend you. So
that's
me.
Unusual.
Yeah, I know. A cis white man. Fuck you guys. Just
Whoa.
Kidding. I may meet him after the election.
Yeah, you're probably gonna. because this now gives Trump street cred. For fuck's sake. Sorry, I've had 3 glasses of wine, so.
I think she's having a stroke.
This gives Trump street
cred. Assassination attempt equals street cred.
I just
I'm writing that down.
I just want to know how much, like, what shade of orange he'll be now with the foundation cover up for that. Like, I'm just curious. Like, is he actually going to look like a Cheeto? Because, like, I really enjoy Cheetos, and, like, I don't want to stop eating them.
Interestingly, I think it was a missed opportunity. You know, President Theodore...
FBI on watch list. This is how our podcast ends. Thank you.
Listen, you were already on that fucking list, okay? With your 500 tabs open.
I was Googling words like what was it the other day that I couldn't think
onomatopoeia
of?
Or some bullshit?
Let me finish so we're not on the list. Theodore Roosevelt also survived an assassination attempt while giving a speech and finished the fucking speech.
Yes.
So and he didn't even do that. Wow, so what a bitch.
Pussy.
Woo, woo.
Okay, so now we're not on the list.
No, I'm still brown, so we're on a list.
But I, the cis white man, am not.
Good, I'll make sure that I add that. Right. So did you know that on the FBI page, they have like a thing like, hey, why don't you help us? So, and what it does is you can help. They're like, hey, do you recognize any of these items or hotel rooms? And it helps with like sex trafficking. So yeah. I watch, wait. So when I get sick of my forensic files, because I watched an episode 17 times, I'll go on there sometimes. And I actually like put a tip in once because I'm like, I have that same clock. This is where I got it from. Yeah. This is the company that sold it, XYZ. And I felt very good. But then I remembered, no, I'm definitely most likely on a list now.
Yeah, but for sure.
I always get randomly selected by TSA.
Except you still haven't been selected for jury duty. And you know what? On that subject, since it's a very small little blurb in what we want to discuss, please tell everyone why the fuck you want jury duty.
Because it's a civil service. Duh. No, fuck no. The reason is it's my fucking dream. Are you kidding me? I get to take a day off of work where they can't do shit about, okay?
Uh-huh.
They can't do shit about it. And I get to go and sit and get to be like, and if you drop my dog, we're done. Just stop touching anything alive in this house, please.
Oh my God.
He already only has one eye. Thank you. Shit. So,
hands in pockets.
Go. Oh my God.
At least it's not in the hole in his fucking jeans. Stop it! Oh God. This is why you're divorced. I'm just kidding.
Is it though?
It's really not.
It's not.
No. No. But yay, divorce.
Yay.
All right.
Okay.
Freedom.
Yeah.
I will never try that accent again.
Thank you so much. The world does thank you for your sacrifice. So, no.
And you get paid to judge people.
You wanted me to explain it. I'm going to fucking explain it now.
All right. Like, come on.
I get to take a day off of work where they cannot get mad at me, okay? Mm-hmm. So regardless, my day is going to be significantly shorter, okay? Two, when I'm not in front of anyone, I can fucking read, and we all know how much I love that shit. Three, I feel like I would be chosen, especially in the Midwest, because either the defendant or the prosecution is going to be like, yes, I need you on my side. It's black or white with me. Like, they're, like, I'm not one of those ones, like, I'm going to use a veto. They're going to be like, nah, I absolutely want this fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I just want to be on jury duty. I want to get for a case. Like, I'm talking an entire, like, an O.J. Simpson, like, they put my happy ass up in a hotel type of stay.
Oh, like, you have to be sequestered.
Yes, are you kidding me? I don't have to pay for that. I get food brought to me, and, like, I'm just going to sit, and I get to hear all the details and fucked up shit about someone's life. That's the American dream. I literally get to judge a fellow American, make a decision based solely off of just who has the better lawyer, and I get free food? Fuck yes. Fuck yes. It's the American dream. That is literally what this entire country was built on.
And you know what I hear? Me having to watch after your dogs and your fish.
Well, Zach lives closer now. I mean, and
I see how this is.
And that is literally why you did actually come over tonight, was so that my sister and brother-in-law could meet you so you could watch out the dogs when I go out of town.
What's the consensus, yay or nay?
Oh, yay, for sure. I think Alex is on a yay.
I have won the crowd.
Even after the tea incident.
Even after spilling the tea.
Although Alex did have to... Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to...
Oh, no. Oh, it's fine. I mean...
He did specify that I'm not allowed to have sex with the dogs.
No one's... We're going to get canceled. We're going to get fucking canceled. I thought we were going to get canceled because of me. Listen, no, we're going to get canceled because of you. Thank you so much. All of us has a 70% disability rating from the fucking government.
I was not worried about that. I'm more worried about them humping you. So...
You're just not allowed to eat anything. Like, you can use the microwave. It can only be lukewarm. That's it. There is no warm food in this house.
But not between 3 and 6 p.m.
That's awesome.
But also don't do it after midnight, because they're going to think that it was me and I'm not going to be here. And it's going to be real weird.
I'm going to find something that's exactly 120 volts.
I swear to fucking God, if you bring that goddamn robot into this fucking house and you plug it in, I'm going to fucking lose my shit, bro.
The spikes must continue.
I hate you so much. Oh my God. I hate you so much. I can't wait till me and T get to talk about the BDSM, because I'm bringing you up as so many examples. I really wanted to get you the t-shirt that says, "Don't bully me, I'll come." But you had already moved out of your parents' house because I was going to send it to theirs.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
It would have been fucking fantastic, mainly because I know you would have worn it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
for sure. Love that.
Maybe I'll get that for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
You go pick up
not
your kids.
Not around my kids. Nope.
Man.
Does that mean, Daddy?
Nope.
It's
how you were made.
That's a
Once
great
upon
way to
a
go
time.
Straight back to the courtroom.
Which brings us right back to jury duty.
Yes.
So, fuck yeah, dude. Yes. And if you don't think that I wouldn't sit there and flip everybody's fucking goddamn opinion, like, imagine being stuck in a room with me for hours on end. Like.
Oh, I live it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I forgot. But imagine the only thing we can talk about is the case, and I'm so passionate, which is why I can't go to this wedding in October.
Listen, all I know is we would have solved so many cold cases.
Oh, absolutely. Man.
For sure.
I just wouldn't pass the psych fail.
Cunt. I mean, me neither. It's fine.
Those are overrated.
Are you speaking from experience?
I'm
you
not,
know what?
I'll
Don't
discuss
answer
it.
I plead the fifth.
Well, that's...
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Yeah. I've got nothing else. I'm also exhausted and forgot I have work in the morning.
Yeah, I got to drive
home.
You have 200 milligrams of caffeine pulsing through your veins right now. You'll be just fine on that drive.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it still. I really am.
Oh, you're going to be feeling it for a while. So that one pill I gave you, I take about 4 to 6 times a day.
Yeah, because she's fucking psycho.
That's not healthy.
It's not.
Okay. Well,
no, the minimum dose, the max dose of caffeine is 400 milligrams. Mm-hmm. Please do not listen to Amelia when she gives caffeine advice.
I didn't say to listen. I'm not saying listen to me. I'm just saying, like, tell me, how are you going to tell me I don't have narcolepsy when I take that much caffeine?
Oh, you 100% do. Or like, some sort of circadian.
Because when I don't take caffeine or whatnot, like, I legit, mid-conversation, will fall the fuck asleep.
Hmm. I have never seen you do that.
Yeah, because I've never not been without caffeine in front of you.
Oh, whatever.
I gave up coffee in, like, 2017.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, because I found the pills were easier.
Mm.
So, and also, I've cut down a lot. I was at double that.
Yeah, how her heart didn't fucking explode, I don't know.
It's because I don't have one.
And with that, folks, thank you for listening. You can find us on Instagram at BetSnacksAndBullshit. You can also find us on Facebook at BetSnacksAndBullshit.
Oh, are you not reading the whole thing?
No,
with the letter
fuck that bullshit.
She's very drunk. Thank you, Zach, for
no,
coming.
I'm not.
No comment.
Oh, God, fuck you. Am I reading your spot?
Yeah.
We are working on setting up a Patreon, too. In the meantime, please rate, review, and share the podcast, even if you don't listen. 5 stars. Thank you so much.
How can they rate, review, and share if they don't listen?
Put us on mute.
Why would you listen to a podcast on mute?
They can have AI transcribe it and read it.
Oh, what the okay. Heck is wrong sure. With you? Sure, sure,
sure. I was
sure,
just
sure.
trying to defend.
Enjoy your bed snacks.
And keep up the bullshit.
Oh, bye.
Bye.